CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. We have a two-part topic today. First of all, we're going to talk about upcoming homecoming for UW Richland. And in the studio with us today, Kathy Granger, who is the president of the Alumni Association, Margaret Davison, treasurer, and Elizabeth Deidelhoff, secretary, and she is homecoming chair. I didn't say homecoming queen, Elizabeth. But
Oh, good.
But I guess you can be.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
It's exciting news. You've got something coming up here at the Richland campus.
We're really excited. We love this event. It brings in a lot of people from different eras. And this year, our theme is "The Doors Are Closed, Memories Are Forever." And I know that there are a lot of mourning people, maybe not, but the campus doors are closed, but we want to continue to do the events that we've always done. So homecoming and the fall brunch, just out, you know, getting people together for the homecoming in the spring and then doing that brunch in the fall to honor the outstanding alumni. So today our primary focus here is to talk about the upcoming event, and we're really excited to be able to do it at the campus in the Roadrunner Gymnasium. I know that that place, especially for the players, holds a special place in everybody's heart. And so we just want to invite everybody back, and really, we want to see you. You know, the event, we see people from all ages, all generations, and it's a really good event for a lot of people.
Last year, you were here talking about it. It was the first year after the announcement that the branch campus was going to be closed. But what was the reaction? Did you get maybe more people back as a result, maybe kind of sentimental and everything?
Last year, we had good numbers. Typically, the women game, we have 5-on-5. Sometimes we have 3-on-3. It just depends on availability. And the men, we usually don't have any issue with. I will say right now, the women are registered before the men this year. The men numbers are a little bit lower than what we normally see. But I'm hoping by getting the word out a little bit more, we can bring those people that always come back every single year to play, get them registered and get their spot confirmed for them.
What weekend is it, Elizabeth?
So it is the last weekend in April. It's April 27th, and the women play at 11 and the men play at 12:30.
So is it a full day of activities then as well?
Kind of. We get there, registration starts about 10. So if you want to be there at 10, we'll welcome you in the door. And then we stay until the last player leaves, and we don't push anybody out. So, you know, if people want to stay and mingle after the men's game, traditionally we've done the men's game a little bit later. But we found that the women want to watch the men's game. Just kind of has always just been the tradition. You know, when we were playing in school, the women always played first. The women always typically stayed and watched the men's game. The men hardly ever played first. So it's just kind of one of those traditions where we want to stick around, and having less lull time in between, even if the men's game doesn't start right at 12:30, we think we're going to have a little bit less downtime for those people traveling a little bit further. They can get out a little bit sooner too. It's going to be a great event.
I talked to one of the alumnus that came back last year, a gentleman that used to play for the Roadrunners, and he said it was such a treat because his wife, his kids had, I mean, they'd heard about him playing basketball, but never had a chance to see him. So, I mean, it's a great family event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It does bring, for the most part, the families all come and they watch, you know, their significant other or spouse or their kids watch. And then when there's downtime off to the side, either before or after, you know, little kiddos are running around with the balls and having a good old time.
As we mentioned, Margaret Davison is here as well. Margaret, is this event near and dear to you as well?
It sure is. I started at the Teachers College and then spent 1 year at the campus, and I have fond memories of the campus, yeah.
Yeah, so good stuff. Does it bring back memories when you start talking about homecoming its history and everything?
Yep.
Sure.
It's,
And when you go out in the community, because I know you're looking for some sponsorship and things like that, are you met pretty warmly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have 30-some sponsors from other years. And so we'll be going out this afternoon when we get this done and talking to people looking for sponsors. And the sponsorship helps us in more than just the homecoming. It helps with our scholarships and other events.
Could you talk about the scholarships a little bit?
I don't know a whole lot about scholarships.
Yeah, so we our money is kind of, we collect it all, and we're continuing the scholarships through the foundation. We work with them. And this year we're giving away 3 scholarships. I think we've traditionally done that. And so we partner with the foundation to help get those funds out to the students in area schools.
Okay. So that's important. Again, Margaret, you're going to be out this afternoon. And are there levels of sponsorship then?
Yes. For $20, you can get your name in the flyer for the Saturday event. And for $50, you can get a copy of your card. Your business card.
Are you also active in the fall event that is done, the homecoming and the alumni?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have to set up tables and get arrangements put on the tables and all that good stuff, yeah.
The wheels are turning then for that.
Right.
And planning everything.
We should be getting some nominations soon.
Okay. I think we need to talk to Kathy Granger about that. She's on the other side of the room. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, it's always exciting. First, I want to thank our entire Alumni Association board because obviously it's all volunteer and it's such a wide range of ages and talents and professions and just so let me name them. Again, Margaret is our secretary. Excuse me, our treasurer. Liz is our secretary, and she does an awesome job being editor of our newsletter. And obviously, this homecoming, she is that contact person with those players. Rob Kinder, who graduated in 08, is our database guy. He takes care of the membership, and I call him our computer genius. His wife, Stephanie, in 07, and she is our vice president. Other members are Ben Kelch, class of 1979, Tom Simonson, who also was with Margaret's class in 67, and our newest member is Mike Frederick, and in 97, he and his wife are featured in this newsletter, and it's just exciting with Mike because he has a lot of new ideas and creative, and we invite that because we don't want to do the same old, the same way. If we can add, you know, some excitement and tweak things. Gail Huffman is our kind of historian. Even though she is an alumni, we feel she is our contact person with the history of the campus. So back to the question on the nominations. Nominations for the outstanding alum. We honor 2 County College era people and 3 campus era people, and I would like to receive those by the end of April. Then the selection committee takes those nomination forms and has a very, very difficult task in selecting. It is beyond awesome to read those stories of people who had got their start from the campus or the county college, and I personally do not vote on that, but I get to read them. And it is amazing what our start here and what they have done throughout their lives.
Yeah, amazing where they've landed. I know, and I see in your newsletter last year it was Dr. Tom Rako, David Ken Manning, Charlotte Marshall, John Melby, Dr. Linda Keelan Blust, and Colleen McCormick Dahl. It was a great class, wasn't it?
Everybody is welcome at our brunch. You don't have to be an alum. You don't have to have been at the campus. You don't have to be a family member. It is truly open. But so it is planned October 5th, Saturday, October 5th. This year is where we will honor our outstanding alum.
Now, if somebody's been nominated, do you keep those from year to year?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I give the person that nominated them the opportunity to update it or add something to their nomination so that then those are handed to the selection committee.
What's the best way to contact you or get those to you?
Either by phone, 608-489-3629. And I'm not going to give my cell number because, as you know, we kind of live in questionable cell reception areas. Address is E17384 County V in Hillsboro. However they can get a hold of me is great, so...
They had to have a start, even if they took classes at the campus, do they have to have a degree?
They do not have to have their associate degree, just if they attended any point in time, any length of time, and then someone. And we don't have a formal nomination form. The committee likes just to tell us why they feel they are warranted to be an outstanding alum.
It is amazing, Margaret, where people have landed that went to the campus, isn't it, as you look at that?
Yep, they're all over.
We really have footprints worldwide.
Well, and you talk about the long history. I know it was the CASP program at one time, but the exchange program. Think about that and what a worldwide impact it's been.
Exactly, and obviously, we like Liz said, we're sad that those doors are closed, but our memories are there and have definitely enhanced all of our lives.
Margaret, what was life like on the campus back, like when you were there teaching and when it first started? Any recollections that you can recall?
I was a student.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't teach there. Okay.
No.
Yeah. You were. What was life like?
Well, it was pretty easy the first year. I mean, we didn't have a lot of students. The teachers knew everybody, and kids knew the teachers, and they could go for help and. You know, it was kind of an extension of high school. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were a little bit leery about going on to college, it was a good place to go because you just kind of eased right into it.
When everything was new and vibrant, though, that had to be a pretty exciting time, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. I was in the play Spoon River Anthology.
Oh.
And I remember I was supposed to be an old lady, and they made my nose bigger. I'm like... No. My nose would be the same size when I was older.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
Was that the first play that was at the Coppertop Theater?
I think it was.
Pretty cool. Wow. That's good trivia. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about all the plays and musicals that were put on there over the years, too. So a rich history. And a lot of those things will be discussed as well. Elizabeth, have you heard from some alumni or maybe any names that you could recall?
I have. You know, they kind of just trickle in a little bit at a time. We're getting close to our deadline, which is actually tomorrow for t-shirts, but if things come in next week, we can make it work. I typically add shirts to the order. So the shirt this year has a Roadrunner in the middle, and then it says doors are closed, memories are forever, with the date the campus was open, 1967 to 2023. And so we worked pretty closely with Garden Hill Graphics just outside of town. He's always been really good with helping us design our shirts and keep them up to date. And, you know, the people that, you know, come back year after year, you know, one name came to mind right away, and that's Coach Don Fitzgibbons. He always coaches the red team.
Oh.
And he's been to, like, every single event minus, you know, like, two due to COVID and other life circumstances. So he loves coming back. He called almost right away and reserved his shirt, which – I was happy to hear. And then, you know, we've got people from all eras, you know, myself, Shawnee Fink. I know she's RCIS or Richland Center High School alumni as well. So she played at the campus, and we got some older and not older, like old people, right? Like, you know, they're older than me, so they're older to me, right? But I respect them nonetheless. And so Karina Halverson, the Anderson sisters usually play. And then... Amanda Blado has registered. She's from Ithaca. Sarah McGlynn Thayer and her husband, Zach. I know Zach coached at the campus for many years. He was coaching there when I was there as a student. And so I'm excited to see maybe some new faces. I know that everybody has conflicts and we don't see everybody year to year. But for the most part, I've been there. And so it's nice to see those people come and go and to welcome new faces back into the gymnasium. And I wanted to call it the courtroom because I'm got work on the brain, but it's the gymnasium, right? So, you know, welcoming everybody back, whether you played or not. You know, we want to see you there. And you can order a shirt if you're not playing. You just have to email me and let me know that you want a shirt and what color and size, and I can reserve it for you. We are requesting that you try to come to the event on the 27th for pickup. We can make other arrangements if something comes up. But, you know, we want to see you there. And so we're really encouraging those of you that do decide to place an order for a shirt to come to the event, check it out. You don't have to stay long. You can pay the day of to get your shirt. The cost is $15. So just we want to see you.
Players from the Teachers College can play too. Did you play for the Teachers College?
I actually did. In fact, I think we at my era, we were state champions my second year.
And really?
So, just a few years ago. Of course, back then, Warren Wallace was our coach. And the faculty drove us all over the state. Total different era, but a wonderful time.
Were they the Deserettes?
Deserettes. That was a trivia question.
It was.
And my phone rang that night. They're like, Kathy, we knew you'd know. Yeah, there's an advantage to being old.
Where did the Teachers College play its games at? Do you remember? What did they use the high school gym?
I do believe so. Okay. Yeah, I do believe so. Of course, the County College building is gone.
Right. Goes back a few years. You could write a book, Kathy, maybe.
Well, I just enjoy being part of the trivia night reference.
And what about the guys? It's nice to hear that the women are responding better to the alumni game than the men. But the men usually trickle in along the way, don't they?
Yeah. You know, we've got a couple reservations in so far. I know that Jalen Alexander comes back every year, like I said, Coach Zach Thayer. And then a few others, Gavin Dull, Grant Dull. Yep, Dominic, and usually DeAndre Howard comes back. You know, all those names that I guess are familiar to us. The guys just, they trickle in a little bit at a time. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm so excited to come back. And it's great to see their excitement, too, when they walk in the door. You know, I don't always get to sit at the front door because I'm typically playing during the time a lot of the men are checking in. But as soon as, you know, I'm done playing or we're on break, it's, you know, waving hi, smiling, welcoming, you know, it's just a welcoming community. You know, we all, even though we came from different eras of the campus, have the same connection and heartfelt memories that were created there. So even faculty and staff that have, you know, come and gone from the campus or are still in the area, they're welcome to come over. You know, we typically see, past professors or people like Marnie Dresser usually shows up. John Poole comes and stops by for a while. Usually Barb Wenzel stop in. You know, they're just familiar faces to the campus that have always just been around the community because they're, they were invested in education here. So, you know, they want to come back and see the students, if you will, that have been there, you know, were there when they were there, and we welcome them back as well.
So grateful that so many of them made their careers here and they gave back so much to the community.
Absolutely. You know, this community is small, but I think we all bind together really well, whether we're from here or we, you know, came here to school and we never left, right? We all just kind of fit together like socks and shoes, you know? We coexist. So it's a good time.
It'll be a fun time. We'll wrap up our conversation coming up in just a moment after this break on The Morning Show. Richland County Campus Foundation news and newsletter and some news about the campus and its alumni on our morning show today. Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Margaret Davison, and Kathy Granger in the studio with us today. And Kathy, you're ready to go for those nominations. Hopefully you can get a few here. You said the end of April is kind of when?
Yes, end of April. And so, again, you either call me or my email is fairladykkg@yahoo.com. However, they need to, if they have questions, but definitely get the nominations in.
And typically, you put, four or five up every year then?
Five.
Five?
Yeah. 2 from the county college, 3 from the campus.
Mm-hmm. And there's still, I'm sure, some very worthy candidates out there, too.
Like I said, it's a tough job for the selection committee. Every year they're like, they just cannot believe the caliber. And last year, because of the caliber and how close the voting was, we went with 4 campus people, but we try to stick with 2 and 3.
Okay. As far as the foundation, are you looking at maybe doing some other things, maybe branching out on some other dates?
The Alumni Association did receive money from foundation through the Simons Trust, and that is going to allow us to come up with some new ideas and work brainstorming on that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe bring back the road rally. We've talked about that
before. You know, liability again is an issue, so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome any ideas, suggestions on, hey, how have you thought about putting this together? Because we all have this common thread of the passion of the campus and the county college, and however we can keep our association together and bring the alumni back together is a good thing.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's the other thing we talked about during the break, Elizabeth, maybe bringing back the tug of war and see, get some...
Yeah, do some burlap Olympics.
Burlap Olympics. Pull some alumni into Brush Creek there.
Right. Well, you never know. You know, homecoming can be what we make it, you know, and I'm sure that the materials are still around to do the rope is, I'm sure, still somewhere in storage. There might even be a Roadrunner costume in storage. I would bet money on that. So, you know... Those memories of getting together and doing those competitions with your class or the classes, you know, those are memories that stick with everybody. So it's, you know, some of the fond memories that I have there is the relationships that I built with people. And it's great to keep those connections alive through alumni events. And that's why we as the Alumni Association are here. You know, we are trying to continue those memories the best that we can. And, you know, some players have reached out about, you know, what's going to happen to the memorabilia in the gym and what's going to happen to the jerseys. We don't know. But we are in communication with UW-Platteville, and our hope is to preserve as much of that as possible. If we've got to, you know, invest in a display case to keep those trophies on display in a different place, then that's what we're going to try and do. But we, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty still as far as, you know, where things are going to go. But we are communicating with them, and we want to preserve the history that happened in the gymnasiums specifically, you know, with those trophies and significant sporting events. So, you know, our job is to preserve the history.
I spent many a night in the bleachers calling games there, and kind of had a sad feeling this year when I would drive by and the lights were on, but there was nothing going on. It was locked up. So it will be nice to have the ball, the sound of the basketball in the gym and everything again.
Oh, yeah. It's an empty, you know, it's the gym is empty until you put people in it.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get people in there, you know, it kind of feels like home and memories. And I know that the women for sure have used the locker room in the past, you know, change the showers still function, you know. So, yeah, you know, the building might be cold right now, but with warm hearts, it'll be a happy place.
There you go. How do you divide the teams up then?
So that's an interesting question. So I try not to stack, you know, one team or the other. I try to keep it even. I do kind of have an idea, both men and women, who kind of played what position, you know, who's a good guard, who's a good forward, things like that. I've been around basketball my whole life. And I kind of know who played where. So traditionally, I kind of go red, blue as they come in. But if I get, you know, too many guards in at a time, I will flip-flop a player. But for the most part, it's an alternate, you know, you're red, you're blue, you're red, you're blue, and what is. But I have gotten some feedback in the past. Oh, I want to be on so-and-so's team, right? You know, I know that the Anderson sisters love playing with Karina. They all played there together. So I try to get at least one or two of them together on a team. And, you know, I don't want any of us to, we're all going to be sore the next day, but I don't want any of us to like really be dragging, right? Because it's the truth, you know,
sure.
We don't train to play basketball. And when we play this event, you know, we take as many timeouts as we need because we don't want somebody to have a medical episode. You know, if you need to take a break, if you're winded, like call a timeout, you know, that's what they're there for. And it might not be the traditional style, but we're all having fun and we're there to have fun and keep those relationships built. So, you know, we take timeouts, we take a good halftime, you know, a designated amount of time, and we see what goes from there. So
maybe you should play some old Iowa basketball where you only go half court. You know, you stay.
We've done that, you know, with low numbers. We have played half court. You know, it is what it is. You know, we don't need to run up and down the full length of the court if we don't think we can handle it, you know. And I know that there was talk last year. I said, you know, we can play the first half full court. Let's do it. You know, and if we decided halftime, you know, we don't want to run back and forth anymore, it's okay to play half court. You know, we're all, you know, getting, you know, all mid-30s, early 40s, and except for a couple people. So it's just, we got to take care of ourselves too, because we work and we have jobs, and, you know, we have to stay healthy for our families. So, you know, the cardio is good, but we don't want to be on the floor, right? We want to be upright and walking out, sore muscles and all. So.
Sure. There'll be smiles all around. Do you have a special memory from your days of playing at the campus, like a road game or somewhere you play that was pretty
special?
Yeah,
you know, I had a pretty significant incident happen. I was playing defense. Defense was kind of my specialty in basketball. You know, I got to shoot a lot more playing over here at the campus, and I love basketball, and I'm pretty good at defense, I think. I felt bad for the girl. It was like she hit a brick wall, essentially. She hit me and she fell backwards. She ended up, like, you know, being seen for a concussion protocol, because when she hit me, she kind of like lost her balance and fell and hurt herself. And I did feel bad, but I was like, wow, like I'm not a wall, but that poor girl probably felt like it was, right? You know, I grew up on the farm, you know, I've got muscles, and, you know, I stood my ground, and she got, you know, a charge call. And, you know, there's a lot of other great memories too. You know, I had some double doubles at the campus, and it was a good time.
I think that's one of the things that men and women players used to tell me when I would do interviews out there, is how much more physical the college game was.
Yeah. You know, you're pushing and shoving a little bit more than you were in high school. And, you know, I think they try to, you know, limit that in high school for safety reasons. And, you know, in college, you kind of get to play a little more. And then as you watch NBA, you know, they have a little bit more aggressive playing going on. So, you know, just, we have fun at this event, and, you know, the refs are volunteer. I can tell you that my brother's going to ref this year. He's alumni at the campus as well. And I said, you find a partner and make it fair. So, you know, we all volunteer our time to put this event on, and that's what's important. You know, we volunteer our time. We hope that everyone enjoys it and has a good time. And we, you know, the most important things that we want people to get out of it is a good memory.
Margaret, are you going to cheerlead then?
No. Those days are past.
you cheerleaded for the old teachers' college.
Yeah.
Sure. The Deserettes. What was the uniform? Do you remember the colors?
Blue and white.
Blue and white.
Yep.
So pretty close to the Roadrunners then, too. Sure. Anything else that you'd like to add, Margaret, in terms of?
Just come out and enjoy the day, and it'd be good to see everybody.
And you're going to be out there selling ads if anybody would like to sponsor.
Today, yep.
Good.
We're going to be beating the sidewalk.
All right. Elizabeth?
Yeah, Margaret and I are going to be out co-doing that sponsorship stuff. I just want to let everybody know that there is a Facebook event, and it's a public event, so you can share it. And my only request is that you either send me a private message or send me an email or a text message confirming your spot. I don't want your T-shirt reservation to get lost in a comment somewhere. So if you're planning to order a shirt, be sure to either message me on Facebook. It's my account is Elizabeth Deidelhoff. And then you can send me an email at edeidelhoff, DEITELHOFF, 19@gmail.com with your shirt size. If you're planning to play, tell me what year you played and your coach so I can get you added to the roster. And then, or you can send me a text message, and phone number is 608-604-5090.
All right. And Kathy, we look forward to the announcement of the outstanding alumni. That'll come sometime later this spring.
That's true. And one other thing dealing with homecoming, there is no charge at the door. you know, that is, and yeah. Margaret and I are usually working that table, and the excitement when those players come in to register, it is unbelievable. They are so happy to see each other or to see John Poole or everybody. It is just, it truly is a homecoming.
Yes, it is. How can somebody get on the alumni newsletter list if they have
They can just let any one of us know, and we get that name to Rob Kinder. He adds it into the database, and they can get them either hard copy or by email. And you don't have to be a paid member of the association. Not that we welcome that due money goes toward the expenses, but anybody is able to get the newsletter.
Very good. Well, we appreciate all of you coming in here today.
Thank you.
Have fun, you bet. And we'll look forward to that on the 27th of April here, coming up later this month. Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Margaret Davison, and Kathy Granger joining us on The Morning Show. Coming up, Todd Coppernall, Mayor of the City of Richland Center.
Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola provides you with over 95 years of marketing experience, getting you the top dollar for your livestock. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle consigned for our next sales.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs. The forecast for today, partly cloudy, not so breezy, a high of 50 with north to northeast winds around 10, clear and chilly tonight and 27. Right now we're at 29 degrees in Richland Center.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. In-state students will again pay higher tuition next year to attend Universities of Wisconsin campuses. Meeting at UW-Platteville on Thursday, the Board of Regents unanimously approved of the 3.75% increase that UW System President Jay Rothman had proposed just last week. Regents President Karen Walsh said she understands the dilemma facing students, but there were a lot of factors involved, not least of those is the fact that 10 of the 13 four-year schools are facing structural deficits. Green Bay, La Crosse, Parkside, Platteville, River Falls, Stout, and Whitewater are all proposing even higher increases. There will also be specific program increases on some campuses. This is the second straight tuition increase following a decade-long freeze. Jesse Vang has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly neglecting a missing Two Rivers toddler. A charge of child neglect will stand against Vang, who was caring for 3-year-old Elijah Vu just before he went missing. A judge made the ruling Thursday. Vang is charged with one count of being party to chronic neglect of a child and is not charged in connection with Vu's disappearance. After testimony from two law enforcement officers, Judge Robert DeWayne ruled there was enough evidence to move the case forward. DeWayne also denied a defense motion to drop the charges. Vang is due back in court April 16th to enter a plea. Vu has been missing for over a month. Rewards totaling $40,000 are being offered in the case.
The University of Wisconsin is celebrating its 175th anniversary. The Madison campus is hosting over 60 events this weekend to mark its opening in 1849. There are evening viewings at Washburn Observatory and its original telescope from 1879, tours of the newly renovated dairy education facilities, and a visit with Bucky Badger at the Fieldhouse on Sunday. More info is online at 175.wisc.edu. A major discovery goes on display this weekend at UW-Madison. A meteorite that fell in a Dane County farm field in 2009 will find its permanent home soon at the UW-Madison Geology Museum. A temporary showing opens on Saturday. The 110-pound iron meteorite is one of the largest that's fallen to Earth in 40 years. The museum is busy building an entirely new display for the meteorite because it's too big for the current collection. Rock drilling went better than expected yesterday, so the contractor working on the Highway 130 project is planning to get two rock blasts in today. The first blast will be between 9 and 10, and the second blast will be around 3 or 4. Motorists should note that there will be a 15-minute stop on Wisconsin Highway 130 in both directions during the blast. Brace Memorial Park will be closed around 7 this morning, then reopened after the blast in the afternoon, and will remain open through the weekend. A man convicted of breaking into a gun store and stealing 41 guns and cash was sentenced to federal prison Wednesday. 23-year-old Mackie Drake of La Crosse will serve 6.5 years after being convicted of possession of firearms as a felon. Drake confessed to selling some of the guns. One person who bought the guns pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced later this month. Both of the other two people who took part in the robbery also received federal charges. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed and 120,000 Republicans voted against Trump. Wisconsin will be a decisive state in November. Biden carried the state by about 20,000 votes in 2020. Nearly 3,000 students across Wisconsin will get advanced manufacturing training for high-demand jobs with grants from the Wisconsin Fast Forward Program. 17 school districts will train students for careers like robotics, 3D printing, and drones. $500,000 in grants will reimburse schools for the cost of buying and installing equipment. And about 2 million Black & Decker branded clothing steamers are now under recall after consumers reported dozens of burn injuries that resulted from hot water spewing out of the devices. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Empower Brands is significantly expanding a previously announced recall of Black & Decker model HGS-011 Easy Garment steamers. Nearly 520,000 of the steamers were recalled in November of 2022. At the time, a repair remedy was offered, but there have been continued reports of burn injuries involving the repaired units since. Empower Brands is now recalling another 1.6 million steamers to cover all units of the model, including those that were previously repaired, and offering full refunds instead.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Today, partly cloudy, not as breezy, a high of 50, north to northeast winds around 10. Clear and chilly tonight, a low of 27. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 54. And Sunday, 48, with rain likely by mid-morning. Currently, we have mostly clear skies. Following yesterday's 43, we did receive a few flurries and some rain during the day, a trace of precipitation. This morning, the air is calm. Barometer is up at 30.10. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 40, it's 29 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the schedule of high school sports coming up and details on the Brewers opening up a weekend in interleague play. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on activewear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to activewear and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
Richland Center and Boscobel endured the elements on Thursday and matched up in a non-conference baseball game heard on WRCO. The host Bulldogs won the game 5-4 on the opening day of scheduled games for both teams. The Bulldogs scored 2 runs in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the third. Richland Center played it all of its runs in the second. Lane Miller's double cleared the bases. Cole Wassinger walked and scored on an error as the Hornets took a 4-2 lead. Boscobel's Jaron Wiaki was 2 for 3 for the game, and he drove in a run and scored in the third inning as the Bulldogs took the lead for good. Landon Haseley pitched until the seventh for the victory. He left after hitting the 100-pitch limit after facing 2 batters in the final inning. Tyler Miller came on and got out of the jam. The Hornets had runners at second and third before Miller got a ground out and a strikeout to end the game. Lane Miller and Thomas Hohner combined to give up just 3 hits. Miller struck out 6 Bulldogs in 3 innings of work, and Hohner struck out 5. In 3 innings. Boscobel starts conference play against Darlington today. Richland Center's game against Platteville for today has been postponed. They will take on Portage and Weston to start the week next week. Also yesterday in softball, Iowa Grant was a winner over Riverdale, 17-2. Softball games today. Richland Center is scheduled to host DeSoto in a non-conference softball outing. Also, the Richland Center soccer girls slated to play host to Platteville Lancaster this afternoon at 5. The River Valley sports teams will be in action. River Valley baseball will be taking on Lancaster. Softball with Broadhead has been canceled today at River Valley. No events for Ithaca after they were canceled at DeSoto yesterday. Kickapoo is getting ready for action today with a softball game at Hillsboro, and Weston, after being canceled yesterday, has a game scheduled for today in Stoddard versus DeSoto. 3 Ithaca senior athletes will be officially signing their college letters of intent today. Kaylee Peterson, Micah Salisbury, and Josie Lau will all be signing today at 3 p.m. at Ithaca High School. The public is invited to attend this assembly at Ithaca Schools. That's this afternoon at 3. Also, WRCO Sports will have coverage of baseball this afternoon as the Riverdale Chieftains will open conference play at home against Southwestern. That's on WRCO. WRCE this weekend with Brewer Baseball. The 4-1 Brewers return to action after a day off as Seattle visits AmFam Field tonight. Freddy Peralta starts the first of a 3-game weekend series. Milwaukee plays every day for the next 13 days before getting another day off. All three opponents have legitimate hopes for the postseason. The Mariners, the Reds, the Orioles, and the Padres in that order. Seattle brings a 3-4 record into the first game after dropping 2 of 3 to the Guardians. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball, it was Detroit over the Mets 6-3 in the opener. The Mets won the nightcap 2-1. Cleveland 4, Minnesota 2. Kansas City 10-1 over the White Sox in the American League. And in the National, the Cardinals 8-5 over Miami and Pittsburgh 7-4 over Washington. The Final Four delivers the last entry in college basketball's yearbook, the annual assortment of legendary long shots, coaches looking for hugs, and magic oozing from every corner of the bracket. They will get underway with action later today. Caitlin Clark capping off her illustrious college career with another record-breaking season. The NCAA Division I career scoring leader set numerous records, helping Iowa reach the Final Four for a second consecutive season. She was honored as the Associated Press Women's Basketball Player of the Year.
On a morning show today,
in action this weekend, two of college basketball's biggest stars face off in Iowa. Caitlin Clark meet UConn and Paige Buchers in the Final Four.
Good to have you here.
The Bucks get back to action after an up and down season. They're hoping to peak at the right time with a few more games before the playoffs begin. They will be against the Toronto Raptors in Milwaukee this evening. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
It does go on a while, and there's a term.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will...
And that's what I want to get back to now. I'm glad we did it. Thank you to everyone who participated in the election and came out and voted. Thank you to the people so much from the bottom of my heart for electing me to a third term, but it's time to get back to work.
You're extremely optimistic for the next couple of years, aren't you?
Of course I am. I mean, why not? Why run for mayor if you don't think it's going to go well, right? You bet I am. I've mentioned a few times it's been reported locally. We're looking at 92 new apartments coming soon. Should be under construction in the next couple of months. There's a builder that bought some land in town telling me they want to put 23 houses up over the next few years. And there's a couple significant retailers looking at us now that hadn't been in the past. And that's just as far as we are at the moment. There are other builders now talking with our economic development director, Jason Glassbrenner, fairly consistently, calling him more often than they had been, just kind of feeling out the needs of the community and what land might be available. And that is just a crazy switch from what it was just 4 years ago when I first became mayor. People like that weren't taking Richland Center seriously. Well, they are now. So the optimism and the energy is let's see how many of these things we can attract and get done. And that's the work we're about to get started on here.
Sounds like more apartments, more people in town, more potential for businesses to get that money as well.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, right? Grow the local economy. It's unique living in Richland Center, and we need to celebrate that. There's a reason we live here, right? It's this beautiful landscape, and it's not a big city. If you wanted to live in a big city, they're easy to find, right? But we live here because we like it here, okay? But we also know we are a small community that's an hour from a big city and an hour from the interstate, which means we're challenged when it comes to recruiting and retaining new businesses and growing financial opportunities and career opportunities in the area. So what I'm getting at is we've got to be the aggressors. We have to take action and go out and find opportunities and convince them to come here because we're not going to be the first place they think of to go on their own. And that's the culture change that a bunch of us have worked so hard to bring to the city. And that's where we are now in the process. We're feeling like we're reaching a point where some of these possibilities are coming to the forefront.
Do you feel it could be almost a domino effect if you did get one? You got one business to come in or breakthrough and others would follow?
I do. And I'm not the only one who does. I do feel that way. And a big part of it is the projected population growth. When you talk about 92 apartments, I don't know that there's ever been a project like that in Richland Center's history. If there is, I'm not aware of it. 92 in one move, two 46-unit buildings simultaneously built. Okay, so put two people in each one of them, you're at 184 new people. Understand, in 1970, Richland Center had 5,086 people. 50 years later, 5,114. 28 more people 50 years later. So businesses, when they project and forecast where they should go and how much money they should spend in each place they might go, one thing they're looking at are population trends. And this place wasn't growing. It just, well, everybody knows that, just sort of stuck within 100 either way for the most part of 5,000 for so long. And now when we're able to tell prospective business that these apartments are coming, well, you have two answers to two questions here. One is there should be population growth at a rate we hadn't seen here in a very long time. And two, if a business was to come here, they need a place for employees to live. And here we're saying here comes 92 new apartments and possibly 23 new houses. So to your point, it's a great way to say it. The dominoes line up, they start to fall. And the momentum just feeds itself.
It's been a growing Hispanic population that helps out certainly with a lot of jobs that they help us.
Obviously, that's a significant change in the culture in Richland Center in recent years, and mostly, not entirely, mostly attributable to the work that Cardinal and Schreiber Foods did, bringing a lot of folks through that have visas through the federal government. These are folks that are vetted and background checked by the federal government before they're allowed to come up here and work for a while, and it's not permanent. They come and work for as long as they can according to their visa. Then they go back home and go through the process again. But yeah, that did a few things for us. It did grow the population. There's no doubt about it. And some of our local businesses will be quick to tell you they benefited from that extra foot traffic and more people around. And the other thing it did, Schreiber Foods has now added another line to their plant here. And Cardinal was able to fill jobs they'd struggled to fill. And you're talking about two huge employers. Imagine the impact on the local economy if Cardinal and Schreiber had to start turning away work because they didn't have workers and eventually began to contract here. That would be devastating to the economy. So, yeah, their move, they went and found a way to bring these folks in from places like Puerto Rico and Mexico. And yeah, you do see now Hispanic folks here that we never saw. I mean, when I was a kid here in the 70s and 80s, honestly, I don't remember a single Hispanic person living in town. I don't, not one. I thought about that a few times, and they're certainly around now.
Do you have a list, like Todd's top 10 list of things you'd like to accomplish or like to see in the next few years?
Yeah, we banged away at housing. I've said it, I think, every single time I've been on the show, and here we go with the apartments and the houses, so that's fantastic. That's always going to be something of a focus because, of course, you can't grow the population without homes, and getting them is a great way to build the tax base, too. But, yeah, some more businesses, right? I get asked about a grocery store all the time. I'd love to see that. I get asked about a clothing store all the time. I'd love to see that. And if we get those, what might that feed and what might come next? And then just the other thing, and this one's a really big one and very complex and really at the moment is in the hands of the county, but in the future when they get ready to move forward, we'll have to involve the city because the property exists within the city limits but is owned by the county, and that's the campus property, which is a lot of things in one story. It's still heartbreaking. It's still devastating. There's still a lot of angry people, and they should be. Perfectly justifiable and understandable. And it's a loss, a very big loss to the community that had that campus there for so long now. But now we're here. It is what we can't change it. That's obvious. You see other communities losing their 2 years as well. Waukesha's is closing. Fond du Lac's is closing. Washington County's closing. I don't think that's the end of that story either. But what do we have? Well, we have that property, the land and the buildings right there on the west end of the city. So how can that best be utilized? It's going to be a little bit of for better and for worse because there's a lot of emotion, as there should be. But it's a fascinating opportunity if you can get yourself free to think of it that way. It's a fascinating opportunity to develop that. And I have no idea what will end up happening there. But I think it's going to be, as I said, just a fascinating process to go through. And I have no doubt that the right people in the right places will make good decisions and will make the most of it. You know, it's going to take some time, but who's to say? That really does, for all of the negative that comes with the loss of the campus, the opportunity now to make the most of it, to redevelop that into something positive. I think it's going to just be a wild time here in the community, and a lot of debate, I'm sure. That's not going to come easy, but it really does represent a big opportunity.
The building, so you and I both know that a building can't sit empty too long before it starts to kind of lose, you know, kind of decay a little bit. And that's one of those things where you can't just go by it. It goes through UW-Platteville, correct?
Yeah, that's a concern. So obviously, right, and when the UW system realigned and the two-year schools were aligned with a four-year, so the UW-Richland campus became Platteville-Richland and so on like that. And yeah, right, Platteville's involved, but, you know, the lease that created the campus existed with the UW Board of Regents, so really it's Madison through Platteville, at least in my opinion it is, Madison through Platteville to Richland County.
Well, we look forward to having you on the morning show again in the near future and talking about more about the exciting things coming up in Richland Center.
Thanks for having me on the air again, Phil.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Tom, some snow this week, but you're not surprised, I'm sure.
No, we never are. You know, April's always a funny month. We can get it right up to the 15th, and who knows, maybe we'll get another one. But the truth of the matter is there's no frost on the ground, and so realistically the snow is like free fertilizer, and it'll give you a chance to make that grass grow. And I guarantee you next week when she warms up, you're going to see green grass coming through.
You bet.
And if you're not ready, of course, it's going to be growing faster than you can cut it. Here's the great deal. We are just ending our Mow the Distance sale. It ends actually Monday, April 8th. It's 20% off on all what we call commercial units, and that includes our HD series and up. It's the best deal that we'll have all year, and so if you're looking to save a lot of money, in many cases it's several thousand dollars, and it's a great program. So we don't want you to miss out on it. It will go away, so we've been told it won't be around. So that's one of the deals that they have on Gravely right now. As far as on Aaron's currently, we have 5% off for cash or check, and that means not only for our zero turns, but also for our walk-behind mowers and snow blowers, in case you want one, since we had a little snow.
Tom, let's talk a little bit about Husqvarna. That was something that was always tough for me to say when I first started in radio. That and Tecumseh, that was another that always threw me when I saw that written out. What
well,
can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you Tecumseh's gone forever. It doesn't exist anymore.
So I don't have to say that on the radio anymore, I guess.
But Husqvarna is an old company, 330 years old, oldest manufacturer in the world, and they started out making guns. So that's realistically the real start of their company, but they're a large company, and they make all their products here that are sold in the United States are made in the United States, and so they sell tractors and zero turns and handheld items. And right now, all the way through the 20th of April, we have a lot of rebates, and they're targeted rebates, so we have to almost come in and see what's on sale and what's not. But basically, our tractors are $300 to $400 off. We have 1.99% interest for 36 months if you need that. And the great story about that company is that it's been around for a long time. It just gets better and better and better. We also have some zero turns on hand now with them. And if you buy a professional handheld tool, whether it's a weed eater or a backpack blower, you get 15% off of that tool, and you get 15% off the mower. So it's really quite a program. And that is a year-round program. It's not something that has an end to it. So keep that in mind when you stop to see us, because you'll see some new opportunities at Mueller-Rittman. But here's the thing. You need to come to Mueller-Rittman, and we're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, Phil, they're doing some remodeling, so I assume they're going to stay in business for another year. We're now open from 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you will have a chance to see what we have available. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side and punch in Mueller, and you'll see everything used and all the other specials we have. But more important than anything else, give us a holler at 935-2751 and come on down. Actually get to know us because we're very friendly. We have a lot to offer opportunities for you and lots of things that you can save on and lots of experience. So when you walk through the door, if you've got questions about grass or anything like that, we can answer your questions for your lawn. We also can recommend different things that you might want to rent, like rollers and dethatchers and things like that. The big thing right now is getting gravel off your lawn, and of course we have sweepers and etc. So all I can tell you, Phil, is it's just a great place to come, spend some time here, get to know us, and I think you'll really appreciate what we have to offer.
Absolutely, Tom, and maybe the next time we talk I can start to cautiously move my ear flaps up a little bit.
There you are. I would think that by June you should be able to take them off.
I hope so. Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Tom.
You bet. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Always comes first.